Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, savagely attacking the New World Order criminals. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Professor Stephen E. Jones, the new developments on bombs inside the World Trade Center complex buildings, joining us in the third hour. This hour, wide open phones, a bunch of clips from what's happening over in Israel, the white phosphorus bombs, the rest of it, tons of police state news. You'll definitely want to stay with us. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Zach in New York, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I haven't gotten all 40 of my childhood vaccinations, and before I became familiar with some of your information, I traveled internationally and got basically all the suggested vaccinations. And I was wondering if I have, if you would imagine I had a time bomb inside myself. So
absolutely. Your body is able to fend off with its immune system a lot of that stuff if you get healthy while you're young. All the studies show it's the over and over and over again just from the mercury alone. So staying away from those will definitely help you.
And how about fluoride toothpaste? Is that unwise?
Well, I mean, fluoride toothpaste on the back says if you swallow more than a pea-sized amount of this, call poison control immediately. It's a deadly poison. So I don't know what to say. Just I mean, you know, you don't eat rat poison. Why would you then use fluoride toothpaste?
I guess I'll start jogging then. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Mass. You're on the air, sir.
Alex, how are you today?
Good.
Listen, I missed the last segment a little bit about the databases that were being filed, the SDRs. What does that stand for?
Oh, I only dig the article out. It's these
suspicious
database system.
Database reports. Okay,
yeah.
Well, here's a good one for you. Last week, I don't know if you saw this article from MSN Money. Why your bank thinks you're a terrorist? They're issuing suspicious activity reports, SARs, on people doing.
Remember 5 years ago they couldn't get the Know Your Customer Act passed, but now when you get a bank account, they make you sign your rights over, and then basically everything's being reported on against you.
That's right. Anything that supposedly is out of the ordinary financial transaction-wise is being uploaded to these databases.
Which I thought we had a Fourth Amendment. Again, face scanning cameras violates Fourth Amendment. These Know Your Customer suspicious transaction reports. Same thing over and over
That's
again.
Right. That's right, and these are also connected to Patriot 2's Anti-Money Laundering Act.
Yes.
And I'm sure you know, Alex, that all these countries that have signed on to the anti-money laundering provisions of the Patriot Act, a lot of countries, a lot of the EU countries.
It's about stopping your money going overseas.
That's right, and it is amazing to think how much power that this has. If you think you're going to get your assets out and even expatriate and go to any other country, if they're on these anti-money laundering provisions, the Secret Service or any part of the government can come and seize those assets.
And that's all without due process and selectively enforced.
None.
Of course, the people running our government are a bunch of drug dealers themselves.
Absolutely, and there's no protection on it. I think
Sir, imagine giving the mafia a blank check to run things. What would the mafia do? They're doing it right now.
That's right, and guess what, Alex? There's a new acronym in Homeland Security parlance. I don't know if you're aware of it. It's called SILF, Civilian Inmate Labor Facility, and that is essentially
That's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. We have official Army documents from the Army.mil website where secretly since 86 Americans have been on camps, and they declassified it in 96 and have radically expanded it.
We're all heading into them.
Well, it's for your safety, sir. It's to fight Al-Qaeda. All right, I appreciate your call. Great points that you brought up, sir. Excellent points. All right, we'll be right back. Yeah, in my book, Descent into Tyranny, and my film, Road to Tyranny, we show the Army.mil website. They kept the camp secret for 10 years. People are in them, by the way.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's 6.5 billion people in the world and growing. They call us human resources, and there's no commodity that's more cheap to the elite. Human life means nothing to them. And some people have trouble believing that the globalist would carry out 9/11 and kill 2,800 and something people as a pretext to build a new war economy of domestic oppression and police state and international global domination and control. Now, we're going to be taking more of your calls. I have several audio clips that I want to air as well. And so before we go to Joe and Andrew and Andy and Jim and Robert, many others that are patiently holding, I wanted to get into some of the news concerning what's happening in Israel right now. We were getting reports on Thursday when Israel began to tell villages in southern Lebanon to evacuate that they were bombing the bridges ahead of them so they couldn't escape and then bombing their convoys, and the deaths were way over 400. Even last week, we're just now hearing they're over 400. Apartment buildings being leveled, peaceful targets being hit. Very, very serious. And now the mainstream news has been forced to report on that and to admit that. So here's an ITN piece. I wish you could see the video, but in a way it's better that you don't. But it's up on InfoWars.com if you want to go watch it, of burned toddlers and little children. And this is them just focusing in on one family and one bombed car. The roadsides are just littered with these, and the Apaches and the jets come in. They clearly see that it's, you know, trucks and cars packed with people, and they kill whole families. Here are some of the survivors. Go ahead and roll that piece.
Well, down in southern Lebanon, it's been an extremely frightening, tense, an exhausting situation for so many, many people trying to either stay in place or flee their homes. The Israelis have been saying to many, many civilians in South Lebanon, get out. But the problem being, many of them can't get out because the roads and bridges have been blown out. Carl Penhall has been there. And let me tell you, some of these pictures are disturbing. Please be aware. This is his report.
Hezbollah rockets soar toward Israel. Minutes later, the response from Israeli jets. There were tit-for-tat strikes throughout Sunday.
Yeah, can you guys roll on this too, please?
Earlier in the day, smoke billowed over Tyre's outskirts after another Israeli bombardment. The target apparently this car. It was still smouldering when we arrived. Just yards away in the hospital, more civilian casualties maimed in airstrikes, in a war where neither side seems to be pinpointing its attacks.
No.
The sobs of a mother, the cry of her baby daughter, and the scream of her son. Through her tears, Nuhada Mansour sends a plea to Allah. Medics have just told her that her husband Mohammed was killed. Her 9-year-old son Mahmoud is so badly burned he can't open his eyes, and doctors say he's hallucinating. Dr. Wahid Najir claims the Israelis have packed their bombs with chemicals to burn their victims.
But this is the effect of phosphorus. This is phosphorus, of course.
International rules of war forbid the use of weapons that cause indiscriminate suffering. There's no specific reference, though, to phosphorus. The Israeli Defense Forces say its weapons and ammunition conform to international law. I'm unable to get independent confirmation of Najir's allegation, but it's a widely held view here. There's a smell of phosphorus and the wound is black and it smells, he tells me. It's really an atrocious war. Only the civilians are suffering, he says.
This is another vehicle that was apparently hit in the same airstrike, but the vehicle that the Mansour family were traveling in is a few hundred yards down this road. But we can hear Israeli warplanes buzzing overhead right now, so it may be a little too dangerous to travel down there.
Doctors tell me the Mansour family had been trying to drive into Tyre to escape bombing close to their village. When I return to the hospital ward, Nuhada Mansour is helping tend to her 8-month-old baby. She's dropped off to sleep for a few moments, sucking on her pacifier. Doctors say Maria and brother Mahmoud will survive, but they may be scarred for life. Carl Penhall, CNN, Tyre, southern Lebanon.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, it was an ITN blurb on the screen. So I guess ITN over in England was picking up a CNN feed. So, you know, that's the type, and we've got clip after clip just like this, and reports of just minivans with just dead people everywhere, whole families, children, toddlers splattered. And then our media goes, Israel lovingly doesn't target civilians and tells them to flee. Oh, Israel's so good and helpful. Oh, they love you. Oh. And then this is what's really going on. Fresh memories of war. I thought I'd go back. Remember the Associated Press where a bunch of soldiers are now going public saying, and this is Associated Press, that they were ordered to kill all military-age men? Well, this was out of the Ithaca Journal back at May 25th, 2002. We did dig this out. We did find it. Fresh memories of war, soldiers prepare for their second mission in the Bagram military base in eastern Afghanistan. The stench of decaying flesh hung heavy in the air as soldiers passed blown-up bunkers and caves. As they stood down in an L-shaped corridor, the stiffened limbs of a Taliban soldier jutted from beneath piles of rock and dust in the sweltering afternoon air. Ripped-up pages from the Quran and booklets describing ways to kill Americans littered the tree-lined valley that had been bombarded by U.S. airstrikes before their arrival. These recollections, marked by the intensity of every hour of every day felt in combat, typify memories that resurface for veterans of World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the First Gulf War, as other military combat this Memorial Day weekend. It goes on, for Army Private Matt Gruckheimer, who recently returned home to Tompkins County after two missions in eastern Afghanistan, processing these memories and readjusting to American life, had just begun. Gruckheimer, who helped clear the L-shaped valley near the border of Pakistan, who twists and turns and burned into his memory, explained the nature of his company's mission. In doing so, he spoke candidly about the reality of war. In an April interview with the Ithaca Journal at his family's Heights home, Gruckheimer, 22, shared his experiences during Operation Anaconda. He was sent on March 6 in a company of more than 100 soldiers to participate in the largest U.S.-led ground engagement in eastern Afghanistan. "We were told there were no friendly forces," said Gruckheimer, an assistant gunner with the 10th Mountain Division, Fort Drum. Quote, "If there was anybody there, they were the enemy. We were told specifically that if there were women and children, to kill them," close quote. Well, isn't that nice? And then the Army, the Pentagon, came out and clarified 3 days after this report came out and didn't even deny it and said, well, we have a clarification. Yes, in certain areas where we know they're combatants, we say kill everyone. So I don't want to hear it. And if we're going to be charging soldiers for following orders, which these are criminal orders, they should be charged. Even if, you know, Hitler says go blow that person's head off who's innocent, they'll stomp that child's brains out. If Heinrich Himmler's SS officers tell you that, you should go to prison or be executed if you follow orders. But what if about the people who gave the orders? It's like Abu Ghraib and all those other 20-something camps. It's admitted that, I mean, they write memos saying they can torture people to death, and then no one gets in trouble when they give the orders. Only the people that get caught carrying it out. This is mind-blowing. We need to write an article about this concerning, you know, the mass murder, the orders, the evidence, the troops have been ordered to kill men, women, and children. And I know talk radio, neocon talk radio, has taught everybody that, Trotskyite radio has taught everybody that it's good to kill all the Arabs, kill their babies, kill their women, kill them all. What have we turned into? What have we become? What have we become? And the average zombie who's out there pushing this line, the average supporter of all of this, generally is a hard-working person who pays their taxes and probably even believes in the Second Amendment. They're just totally brain dead. They just don't know anything about the Middle East. They don't know anything about the history. They don't know what's happening. They think 9/11 was carried out by Arabs. They think it was carried out by Saddam. And they're really hard to reach. They feel good. They're like religious zealots. It's a religion. They don't believe Bush is anti-gun. They don't know he's getting rid of the borders. They don't know he's signing the American Union, has signed it. They just can't get it. And they are not going to get it. And we don't need to convince them. Folks, 5% started the war and won the war against the British. It was 5%. I've studied the Revolutionary War, okay? You'll hear some will say a third fought it. That's not true. It's 5% were actual combatants. Maybe 15, 20% in support of them. 5%. Started really with 3. And we don't need the majority. We do have the majority now. Knows 9/11 is an inside job, major polls. The average person knows something's wrong, but do not expect these jellyfish to help themselves or their families. They've been trained from cradle to where they are today to just watch television, suck their thumbs, eat cheeseburgers, and giggle and snicker and play video games. I'm talking about the few good men, the few good women that are willing to stand up, to fight, to get involved at every level, to fight the New World Order and expose them. We can, we must, and we shall prevail against this wickedness. I have stacks of unbelievable tyranny in front of me, just open admissions. Our government has gone completely bad and is simply trying to organize and manage and convince the general public to accept living in a literal, hellish police state system. And that's why I work so hard. That's why there's so much anger and so much focus in my voice, because I see it clearly for what it is. And let me tell you, the people we're fighting are the scum of the earth. I mean, these are hardcore killers. They kill the innocent. They are greedy. They are thugs. They are predatory. They think that you and I are here for just to be fed on. And they got another thing coming.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die. With Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology, without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Let's go to your calls. I'm going to play an audio piece of them bulldozing and killing an American citizen over in Israel, and then how they treated people in the days after. That really proves it's all premeditated. Firing over their heads with a machine gun from about 10 feet away just for enjoyment. Right now, let's go ahead. That's American citizens, by the way, being fired at. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin, then Andrew, Andy, and others. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Alex. I got three things for you. We've been told that the war on terrorism is supposed to rout out all terrorist threats, not necessarily against us.
And it will last 100 years.
Yes, but I want to focus on Hezbollah because while they haven't attacked us, they are a terrorist organization, and under what Bush said, I think he could be going against them next under some guise. But I think the UN is quietly keeping track of all these atrocities. And if you don't think so, well, just look what happened to...
Well, no, they've said they have, and then they get to pose as the good savior later when they're controlled by the same globalist.
Oh, yes. And the second thing is, are these the same air marshals that were cannibalized from the Border Patrol, which was supposed to get more funding, and then they got diverted?
Yeah, what they did is Texas alone lost over 20% of its Border Patrol in the year after 9/11 because they offered them an increase in pay of $24,000 on top of the $35,000 that a starting Border Patrol agent got. So most of them tried to then go become air marshals to defend against, I guess, the government carrying out another attack. It was all totally staged. And then now they're ordered to create little secret police files on everybody who's innocent.
If you want to be a good little brown shirt and get paid and get incentives and raises, then I guess you're
then you just ride around on airplanes reporting innocent people in their own words. But then again, they're going to use those air marshals as the secret police on the streets of America, which they've now admitted. So that was really what this was all about.
Okay, and last but not least, I'd like to repeal the SPP for our area. I found out that our common council passed a resolution removing authority from the Patriot Act. They made a couple of startling...
Yes, you can get the Security and Prosperity Partnership, block it at the local level. Again, for those who don't know, that's the American Union now in force.
Yes, and I was wondering if, for executive orders, it works any different than just a regular petition to get something else thrown out or banned.
Well, I mean, certainly it's just the sense of your town council or your city council that they're not going to go along with that. And then here in Texas, we got the documents over the weekend. It's now official. I'm trying to get Watson to write an article about it because I'm too busy to, where they're now saying they'll have biometrics in an American Union ID card. We have the PDF file off the SPP website, spp.gov. And so we have the cities and counties here in Texas already this month telling everybody we're now under the American Union and using American Union codes.
Okay. Also, Scanner Darkly is a really creepy movie. I appreciated your character turning on that light switch saying, oh, by the way, did you notice? And it was all just creepy. It was like a caged set of rats that the cage was shaken up and they just went nuts and didn't know what to do. Didn't know they were even in a cage.
Well, that's a good description of the film.
Yeah, okay. Well, have a good one. That's all I can say, and I'm sorry for all the atrocities, you know. God forgive our government, because we know not what they do.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Talking about a Scanner Darkly, it's Warner Independent. People go, Warner Brothers, they're evil, they're New World Order. What happens is they go up and buy up all a bunch of movies that get made. Okay? Richard Linklater, Tommy Pallotta, and others, George Clooney, funded and financed making a Scanner Darkly for $9 million. The Keanu Reeves, who's gotten over $100 million for a movie before, on average $25 million per movie, took $64,000 to make the movie. So did Winona Ryder, all of them. Okay? Everybody, basically did it for nothing. I think I got paid like $2,000 or something. I wasn't even asking for it. You got to get paid something. Now, understand that then you have to get it distributed, and only the movie theaters are told what they can carry and told what they'll be given. You understand, a movie theater, unless it's a small independent, cannot say what it wants. It is told what it gets. Scanner Darkly opened 3 weeks ago in 17 theaters, and I looked it up. It's never happened before. It was in the top 10 releases, top 10 at the box office that weekend, in 17 theaters. Every other movie it was up against was in 3,000, 2,000, 1,000, 500 theaters. 17 theaters, and it was in the top 10. It was number 10. Then they only released it in 200 and something, and that's, I believe, still how many theaters it's in. And I'm not going to get into the whole backside of this, but Warner Brothers, I don't want to get into it. Just believe me, folks. It was hard to make this movie, and Warner Brothers is basically sitting on it. And it's unbelievable. Top 10 in 17 theaters. The critics were saying, my gosh, with that type of showing, it should be put in thousands of theaters. Probably not going to happen. So, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It's not hype when I say that my new film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, is my most powerful film. It is heads and shoulders above martial law, above Road to Tyranny, above Police State 3 Total Enslavement, above The Order of Death. And those are all excellent films. If you don't have them, you should get them. I got a deal where you get my new film, The Order of Death, with the new footage shot inside Bohemian Grove last year, with information tying it into the Skull and Bones and the High-Level Masons. And then on that same DVD, you get my original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, now shot 6 years ago, on the same DVD. Two films for the price of one. I got a bunch of other specials where you can get my films as low as $5.95 a piece when you get multiple DVDs or VHS films. But my new film, Terror Storm, covers, like no other film, the history of government-sponsored terror, the USS Liberty, Gulf of Tonkin, Gleiwitz with Hitler. And then we go right into 9/11. We go right into 7/7. We've got CIA analyst Ray McGovern, MI5 agents David Shaler and Andy Michon, member of Parliament, former Blair cabinet member Michael Meacher. We've got Professor Stephen Jones, who joins us in the next hour. Morgan Reynolds. I mean, it really goes on and on. The whole Charlie Sheen thing is in there. And what he went through when he went public, it's got a professional music score that, Graham Reynolds did the music for Scanner Darkly and other big films, and he's just such a great composer, and I think he had 15 different musicians on it. This was actually done in a sound studio to the film we completed. So it's got a professional score for it. It's we had graphics people, everybody. This is my best film, and they just get better and better. Please get your copy of Terror Storm right now, available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can order it via the Safe Secure online video and bookstore. Or you can simply call toll-free to ask questions or about the different specials or what the films cover, and then order via the telephone at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And as soon as you get Terror Storm, slap it in the DVD burner, start making copies. Don't stop. This film is really waking people up, and it's our job to expose the criminals. I mean, it feels so good to know the murderers that carried out 9/11 and 7/7 and Oklahoma City, we get into that, are all going to be exposed. And you hurt them badly when you get the films and you just aggressively, viciously, militarily just start burning copies, knowing each time you do it, you punch the New World Order right in their big fat nose. So please get Terror Storm. You can watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. High quality downloads, you know, super high quality, mid quality, low quality, whatever your dial up or T1 or cable modem speed is. All 15 of my films, my special reports, most of the 9/11 Neocon Symposium is now posted. By the time we're done with it, the questions, the answers, everything's going to be there. But I don't know, it's like 14 hours of it's now been uploaded to the 2 days. I think there's 6 hours left. We're going to be putting up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the next few weeks. My weekly TV reports, everything at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can go there and just burn discs, burn copies of my TV shows, my special reports, Stephen Jones' presentation, Dr. Bob Bowman's presentation, Webster Tarpley's presentation, Jim Fetzer's presentation, my presentation, all of it. It's such an activist tool, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's a weapon. Use it! I know a lot of you are, so let's continue. Let's intensify. Now, I got an audio clip I want to play of him killing Rachel Corrie and then what they did in the days after it, which proves it was all premeditated. And I want to take your calls. Andrew in Japan is up next, and then Andy, Jim, Robert, and Luke, and others. We'll get to all your calls before the hour ends, but just for the next minute or two, I'm always honored to have her on. I like to have her up a few times a week. Debbie Morrow is the lady who answers the phone just for the radio orders for New Millennium Concepts, the national manufacturer and distributor of the Big Berkey Black Element systems. They also have British-made if you wish those, but I buy American now that they're available. The best was the British. Now the American is better. I've seen the university studies. We use the Black Berkey in our office, and I bought 7 or 8 of these last year to give as gifts. So that's how much I believe in these. It makes your water pure and delicious. And they got a bunch of big specials for you. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. I'll be brief. I just wanted to call in and invite people to place their orders to help support your shortwave time, as well as to get their Berkey water filters as soon as possible. We're getting busier as the days go by, and we just want to make sure everybody out there has good drinking water, especially with all these brownouts and, you know, the power outages everywhere. You know, the water companies all depend on electricity to get their water clean and to get the water out to the public. And if you've got grids going out all over the country, well, then that just goes to, you know, reason.
You can take water right out of a swamp and put it in the Big Berkey. You can, but the main thing is the ongoing crisis of the poisons in the water right now. Stop drinking the tap water. Stop giving it to your children. But, yes, every hurricane season, you guys last year sold out for a few weeks and had to make more at the factory. People, they ship it to you UPS ground. Don't wait. You can order via Infowars.com or BerkeyWater.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-803-4438. And understand, folks, when you tell them it's an Alex Jones special, you get a massive discount on, let's say, a 259 filter for $199. When you get a 259 filter that's normally over $300, these very same units made by them are over $300 in camping supply stores. This is such a great deal. And, yes, they fund our international global shortwave outreach that doesn't really fund us. It's just as an outreach we do that we know is very effective globally, and they are our sponsor for that. So it's made in America. It supports the broadcast. It's the top-of-the-line filtration system. And they got a bunch of great free gifts for survival and preparedness. When you get the $199 special, you get one free gift. The $259 special, you get two free gifts. Debbie, that number is 888-803-4438, and it's getting real busy right now, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. Last few days especially, so please, you know, be patient when I call you back. Leave me good numbers to call you back. I will call you back. And just get your orders in before we have to be delayed.
Well, Debbie, to explain how this happened, Jim Shepherd was the national distributor of the British Berkeys going back over a decade. I mean, if you got them in the U.S., you got them through Jim. And then he, for years, studied and designed the black American Berkey, still sells the British. And so people kept saying, we want a British, we want an American, we want to be able to buy this from you wholesale, but you guys only supplied wholesalers, you didn't have retail. So Jim just has Debbie and her assistant to just handle this radio show and a few others. This is the only place they direct sale, and you're getting the cost that distributors are paying when they buy 10, 15, 20 of these. So that's how you're getting this, and Jim is a patriot. Debbie's a patriot. They're good Christian anti-New World Order people. They're giving you this great deal. So you cannot beat it. 1-888-803-4438. And if the phone's busy, leave your name and number. Debbie will call you back. Debbie, thank you for coming on. You do a great job.
Thank you, Alex. Take care and God bless.
You bet. She is a great lady, folks. Give her a call, 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Or link through at InfoWars.com. It's on our shopping cart, exact same stuff. We fax the orders over daily or go to BerkeyWater.com. Just tell them in the comment section it's an Alex Jones special and what free gift you want. All right, without further ado, let's play this clip of Rachel Corrie being killed. And then there's a house right there on the property. This is happening back in 2004. And this is the armored bulldozer coming up with the armored vehicle firing M60 machine guns at about 10 feet away, right over their heads, and then spraying CS tear gas, military-grade tear gas, on them. So, and this is important because it shows that this is peaceful American citizens out there putting a wreath up about 10 feet outside this house on what's been Palestinian land for thousands of years, living in peace together. And this is what the bullet holes in the house, the rest of it. So here it is.
Almost every day, Israeli troops leave their base to bulldoze Palestinian houses. They say it's to deny terrorists cover. But most of the houses belong to ordinary Palestinians. Thousands have lost their homes, some with only moments' notice. And there's no compensation. For 2 years, despite tear gas and bullets, a small group of British and American protesters from the International Solidarity Movement has tried to stop the bulldozers. One of the protesters filmed these pictures.
Stop it right there. Pause it. Now understand, the armored vehicle, the armored bulldozer pulls up and is literally 10 feet away from the peaceful hippies and is firing the M60 literally inches above their heads. Okay? Picture an armored tank bulldozer and they're sitting there right by a little house and it's firing a heavy machine gun right over their heads. Please continue.
Two days before our visit, a protester had been killed. Rachel Corrie was the first American to be killed in Gaza.
She was at eye level with the driver of the bulldozer. She was up her head and upper torso were actually above the blade of the bulldozer, so he could very clearly see that she was there, her in her orange fluorescent jacket that she was wearing. But instead of stopping at this point, he continued forward, which buried her, lulled her legs down. And as she got pulled down, she was pulled out of view of the bulldozer driver. And if he had stopped at this point, he may have only just broken her legs. But he continued forward anyway until she was sucked all the way underneath the bulldozer.
The Israeli Defense Force says the driver did not see her.
There is one
that Rachel Corey died because of her own irresponsible and illegal behavior.
You can see the space underneath the bulldozer. It wasn't the treads that killed her. She didn't get run over by the treads. It was only the blade. Either a really gross mistake or a really brutal murder.
She was talking and her lip was torn, but it was just like, oh my God, she survived. And then she said, my back is broken, and I held her head. I'd taken my phone out to call an ambulance, but as soon as she said, my back is broken, I dropped my phone and just held onto her head to try and stabilize her spine. And it was just such a miracle. It was like, how did she survive? She looks a mess, but it doesn't matter. She's alive, she's talking.
But not for long. Rachel died soon afterwards.
I just have an image of her as I last saw her before she was engulfed, just scrabbling, desperately trying to free herself and trying to get out of the way of the bulldozer.
That afternoon, Rachel Corey's friends planned to hold a memorial service on the front line. If Rachel made a mistake, it was to believe she could protest in the same way she would have in America. But here, there are different rules.
The peace activists are going to lay flowers on the spot where Rachel was killed by the bulldozer a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
This area is surrounded by Israeli checkpoints, so we're being watched by Israelis right now.
I was about to learn my own lesson about the rules of life here.
How do you feel about what Rachel did?
Alhamdulillah. Great.
He's at least glad that she defended the Palestinians.
The shots came from an armored personnel carrier speeding towards the memorial service. Some of the protesters stood their ground. The armored personnel carrier tear gassed them and then fired over their heads. Rachel Corey's memorial service came to an abrupt end. Later, I returned to the house that overlooks the place where Rachel Corey died. She used to sleep here to help protect it. It's owned by a pharmacist, Dr. Samir Nasrallah.
This house is really the front line. This is the last house left standing in what was a neighborhood, and now this is just one lonely house on the frontier on its own.
Walk with me, okay?
His front door opens onto what the Israelis call the combat zone. They shoot first, then ask questions.
So that's where Rachel was when she died.
Yeah. And the bulldozers start to coming to this.
We heard the sound of something approaching. Dr. Samir sprinted for the house.
We've had to cut that interview. A tank is now coming. We have to get inside, which may not be much safer. Huge.
I've never seen them all.
Wow. Noise? Is that a tank?
Yeah.
And aren't your children scared?
Yeah. Every day hearing gunshots. Every day.
What's that banging?
Karim, في حد خبط على الباب يمكن.
Azmi Keshawi, our local producer, is worried.
I hope they're not.
They stay because they've put their life savings in this house. They're still paying off the mortgage.
I cannot sleep, you know. I smoke about 40 to 50 cigarettes. Because during the night, I'm thinking with sound. I hope and see near my house what happened. Prepare yourself like this. Open the door. Notice everything.
And you hear them outside all the time, like we've heard them driving around this evening.
Yeah.
Do they come in the night?
Yeah, of course. I don't know. Maybe I will lie tomorrow. Maybe my daughter, my son. But I'm laughing in front of them.
All right. There's a little bit more you can watch it at InfoWars.com. Understand, they don't give them any money when they bulldoze, in some cases, family homes that have been owned for over half a millennium, 500 years. Just like in the U.S., you're not going to be paid for your houses either. It's already happening. We're all going to be living like this soon. Hope you enjoy it.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, let's go straight to your calls. Professor Stephen Jones coming up in the next hour. Andrew holding patiently from Japan, calling us on an IT phone. Welcome, Andrew, in Japan.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I hope you can hear me this time.
Sure.
I just want to say you did a great job on Terror Storm. That's a great chronicle of government-sponsored terror. And, I especially found the USS Liberty piece very, very interesting and sad at the same time. But, anyways, I just wanted to say you did a good job on that. So, what I really wanted to ask you about was two things, actually. There's, I'm sure you've heard of the new World Trade Center movie coming out by Oliver Stone. What's your take on that? Is it going to be a big piece of propaganda, or is there going to be some truth to it, or what? Because I cringed when I saw the trailer.
I really respect Oliver Stone, and I've now seen his director's cut of JFK. It is now my favorite film. I can never say which film was my favorite. You know, seeing it with Jim Garrison goes through, I have to say it's very similar to my own life. A lot of things you see in the movie, I mean, so many of them, you know, experiences I've had, it's so accurate. You know, Jim Mars really was the main writer of that. By the way, it's funny you mentioned that. Jim is coming on Thursday for 2 hours. We're going to play clips of the director's cut and get his comments on the JFK assassination from the view of the movie, which is extremely accurate. Oliver Stone has tried his best with Scarface, with Platoon, and with JFK as crowning achievement. And he says, look, I just want to make a movie about heroes. You know, he said, in fact, I've seen his quotes, regardless of what really happened. He even said that a few weeks ago. I had it in the stacked cover and didn't. He said, regardless of what you know really went on and the questions of 9/11, he said, I'm making one about the heroes. We know those firefighters were heroes. And it doesn't have hijackers. It doesn't have Arabs, from what I've heard. And it doesn't get into all that fake stuff. And I think he's allowed to make a movie about the firefighters being heroes. I know a lot of people inside, that's all I'm going to say, who are upset that he didn't make a film about 9/11. I'm not going to say any more. People tell you things in confidence. I'm not going to repeat them. You know, I think Oliver Stone has done so much that he's allowed to do this.
Yeah, I definitely respect him, too. I thought JFK was great. So I was, when I saw the trailer at first, I was really I gritted my teeth. And then I checked it out, and I heard that Oliver Stone was doing it, and I do have respect for him. But then again, it's a big, big Hollywood production, and I'm in Japan, and I saw a trailer for it. So I'm thinking anything that gets this kind of exposure has got to be a propaganda tool. But
well, I mean, I think in the end it is going to be used for propaganda. But I think you know the guy every once in a while is allowed to make a non-political film, and that's what he said. He said, look, I'm not being political in this. I'm not, you know, getting into debates about what really happened. I know there are questions. In fact, I've got his quote somewhere. It's similar to what I just said. He just said, I'm trying to just, you know, make a hit movie about heroes and honor the firefighters. And I don't think you can, you know, none of us are taking away from the firefighters. I mean, they're heroes.
Oh, no.
And I know you're not doing that either, but certainly we're all irritated by it. But I have to wait till I see the film. Now if I see a bunch of New World Order propaganda, I'm going to, you know, it means they got to him or something.
Yeah, exactly. I have another question, but it's more for Stephen Jones. I was hoping maybe you could relay it to him.
Sure, what
comes
is it?
On. I just noticed when I'm looking at the tapes over and over again of the, it's only been a few months since I've woken up and
sure, quickly, your phone's real bad.
Oh, sorry about that. Just the way that the towers fell was more sequential, top to bottom. The way that World Trade Center 7 fell seemed more like the bottom was taken.
Yeah, no, it was the classic controlled demolition, and they blew Tower 1 and 2 top down. You can see the blast squibs shooting out from top down 3 or 4 floors below as it explodes, the blast going off before it collapses and pulverizes and ejecting the aerosolized particulates. So your question is, what on that subject?
Oh, my question is just, it's more of an observation in that the towers exploded outward, level by level, downward.
Yeah, I'll get him to comment on that. Thank you for the call. Professor Stephen Jones, and your call straight ahead.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.